Hello, everyone, and welcome to Session 2 of Awakening the Mystic Christ Within with Bill Bauman, titled Living with Reverence as Unconditional Love. This is your host, Colleen at the Shift Network. If you have joined via the webcast but would prefer to experience benefits of Maestro in the future and you're concerned about any financial charges with international calling, please check out the additional access numbers link in the upper right-hand corner of your homepage, including a free web phone option. If at any time you have a technical issue or question during a call in Maestro, you can press 5 on your keypad and I will assist you. If you have any technical questions or problems while using the webcast, please type them directly into the message box and be sure to include your email address so we can reply by email. Great. I think that about covers all of the details for today. So, Bill, a heart welcome back to you. Please take it away.
My Colleen, thank you so much. And hello, everyone. Hello, hello. And I would like to welcome you to my heart. And I really mean that. I just feel each and every one of you in my heart. I feel my heart just not just reaching out to you, but kind of alive in your space. And I feel like this beautiful Christ love that we have become a part of this experience in order to celebrate and find and deepen and awaken is really alive. I don't know how it works for you, but I noticed for me, number one, I feel like really connected with you. Like over the last 7 days since our last time together, not just every day, but just as a general experience, I experience our oneness. I feel it. It's in my heart. It's in my space, and I feel like we're walking our lives together. So it's not just a family. It's a sacred bond. It's a unity that we have, and that's very real to me. And so if I just go back to our time last week, I just came away from our hour and a half together with this deep sense of this sacred bond and this celebration, if you will, of the Christ that we all are, and a celebration of you and me and us as this Christ, and just seeing and experiencing and witnessing with you the grand divine, I want to call it scheme, but that's a silly word. Play and desire and outreach to reach into our beings and just awaken the totality of who we are. It's to me, it's a magical moment in the lives of each of us. And I just thank you for being so silly as to sign up for this and for following your heart and the inspiration of your soul. And for being here. So thank you. So back to what I was about to say. I don't know if what it's like for you, but I notice in the hour or two before this, and especially in the several moments before this, I notice this zone that we get pulled into, and this sort of sacred sight of the Christ that we get called to and that comes to us. And I feel like we're there right now. So I want to again welcome you. And thank you for being here, and just bond with you at this moment and ask you to bond with all of us. I especially want to welcome those who are both on the phone and the web. I want to welcome those from all around the world who are here, because this is not just and not even primarily an American group, if you will. It's a global, international group. It's the whole earth, if you will. With representatives of each facet of each energy field of each location of this earth, and each of us gives to each other in such a beautiful way. So welcome to everybody, and also especially to those who can't be here on this live call but tap in later, listen later. And just to you, if you happen to be listening later, know that for me and for us, you're here right now with us. So I would like to make this little announcement. Oh, I want to make an announcement that I wasn't planning to make. Guess whose birthday it is? It's the birthday of the woman whom I love and adore and have been privileged to spend the last 47 and a half years with, and that is my precious life partner, Donna. And she is listening here. So, Donna, we are all saying happy birthday to you. And it's just a happy day because she just turned 19 today. It's a really a marvelous thing. No, she didn't really. So another thing I'd like to say, and then I want to invite us all to give a big hello to each other. Last time, a week ago, we launched into a mystical experience. We opened ourselves and our hearts to the Christ that each of us is, the Christ that we are, to the Christ initiating us into itself, himself, herself, or to say it another way, the Christ that each of us is initiating us into who we are as a Christ, and did that with a special gift of power. And today we're taking that the next step deeper, the next step higher, the next step with more breadth. And this step today really has to do with love. But I want to add another word, and it's the word miracle, the word magic. There's something hugely magical about love. And then if it's Christ love, and if it's a mystical Christ love, it's really magical. And so for this hour and a half, we are already bathing in the magic and the miracleness of the love of the mystic Christ that each of us is. So in that spirit, I would love to ask Colleen, and by the way, on behalf of all of us, Colleen, thank you for being such an intimate part of this with us and helping us out and taking care of everything here. So with Colleen taking the lead, we want to unmute all of us, especially on the phone, I guess only on the phone, come to think of it, and have us greet each other, say hello, welcome each other, embrace each other, however you would like to do that verbally. I'm ready.
Happy birthday, Donna.
Excuse me. That was too delightful. Oh, my. Wonderful. And can you feel that in your heart? Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful. Listen, it just occurred to me as you all were just embracing us verbally. Another announcement I wanted to make. We have had a number of other people sign up between last time and this time, and so there are a number of others who are here with us today. We all reach out and welcome you and embrace you. You are an intimate part of us. And just please don't feel like you're strange. Now, you may be strange, but don't need to feel like you're strange just because you hadn't been live on that first call. So truly, a welcome to our special heart. So I have something else I want to say. What I did last time after we had our hour and a half, and I had this deep, not just feel for, not just energetic feel for, but this heart feel for, this soul feel for us. I went through our seven times, and I just kind of shifted some of the focuses a little bit from the way they are, because I felt like our souls were calling for a kind of a certain rhythm, a certain pattern, had a certain set of focuses that each one would have just its perfect time. So today's time together is very much about the Christ as love. And, of course, that's exactly the way it was written. And then next time, the third time we're together, it's about the healing power, your healing power as a Christ. We're really going to look at and not just look at, but bathe in that healing power and bring to that whatever needs healing in us. And the fourth time together is really about miracles, really about miracles and our right to the ongoing blessings and the miracles that are allowed with and as a Christ. In other words, as a Christ, while we have certain, to use the term, rights and privileges, and I don't mean that in some egotistical or better than anybody else sense, but the Christ has something and has an openness to miracles, and that's there. And the fifth time, we're going to delve into our unconscious and we're going to look at the Christ that we are as the master of our unconscious. And of course, in our unconscious is where there's a lot of things that influence us that go on, that and that hold certain pain, if you will. And we're really going to look at delving into that as the Christ, and own, to whatever degree each of you want, own our masterhood at that unconscious level. And then the sixth time together, I've labeled it, every Christ has a gift, what's yours? And we're going to really look at what is the gift, the special gift, the special quality, the special something about you that is the expression of the Christ that you are. And then our last time together, making your contribution to the world as a Christ, if you will. And so in that sense, in that context, I just wanted to share with you briefly kind of just the slightly revised pattern of our time together. And again, I did that just kind of out of inspiration, just to shift it so that we'll be focused on exactly what it feels like the Christ that each of us is wants to focus on. So, are you ready? Last time, I invited anybody who felt like it to send me emails. And two purposes of the emails changed that. It could be two different kinds of emails. One is for anybody who wanted to spend maybe 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes with me individually here. And for those who weren't here last time, I'm going to, this time and maybe the next two times, I'm going to take maybe 7, 8, 9 minutes out and just spend it with one person, with the sense that whatever the blessings are for that person are also blessings for all of us. And so many of you wrote, many more than I thought, wrote requesting that kind of time. But the other emails I said I was totally open to is emails where you just wanted to share something or even ask something about yourself. I'd like to pick out two of those today and just read them and share them and make a little commentary, if I may. And the first one is from Andy from England, from merry old England. And her inner voice said to her, she must write to me. And by the way, in this and probably in a number of emails that I will read from, I will skip a lot because some of them are long, and so I'll just pick the pertinent parts for it. Since she writes, before this course, I was, in quotes, searching for something, but she wasn't quite sure what she was searching for. And so I skip a couple paragraphs. She says, last week, after the live course, I listened to the recording. She said her whole life has been about maintaining control, being self-protective, not trusting. And then from last week's time together, she said, she wrote, it all fell into place. I know now I want to give up my fear of losing control. And that those words just grabbed me, actually, my fear of losing control. And so she sat with that a bit, and then she wrote a little later, so now I'm feeling safe, or trusting enough of the Christ and of my inner core to let go of these fears of losing control and to let go of all the memories. And then, and listen to this, to go somewhere I have never been before. And my, isn't that the truth, that when we let go of something that's kind of held us back or kept us in a smaller world, in a sense, when that's gone, oh my gosh, what opens up to us. It's just amazing. So several paragraphs down, she says, the Christ within now tells me that I need yours and the group's magic to take away the block and give me the Christ power, that Christ power which is my new security, my new safe place, and to blow away my fears. The important thing is I'm now willing for the Christ to take over and be in control. And I'm now willing for my fears to stop controlling my life. And how fascinating that just in this brief time, she got that clear about what the calling was, then got clear about what she's ready for, and then the next part, I really want to read this to you. I need to trust other Christs to help me. I am not good at receiving in the slightest. A very tearful me is asking you to please help me. Parentheses, what a risk. I've asked for help so many times in my life and been let down in so many ways, and now I am asking you all as Christs to please help me. And then she closes by saying, oh boy, I didn't know that was going to come out. I hadn't planned that. My fear of losing control has taken its first step. So I felt, first of all, so touched, as I'm sure so many of you do too. But notice what Andy has done. She's reached out to you and me and us. She's reached out to the Christ that we all are. Remember last week I talked about Thich Nhat Hanh's quote about his suspicion is that the next Buddha may not be an individual person, but a group that have come to be called sort of a collective avatar in a sense. But she's reaching out to us, this collective Christ, personally. And so it's not just an impersonal Christ, and it's not just an individually personal Christ. She recognizes who you are and who we are. And so I want to just invite each of us to hear her, to take that in, and each in our own way, to you, Andy, have us now say, we hear you, we are here with you and for you. Wow, thank you. Oh, and just before I get to that, she wrote me another email the next day, and in that wrote about driving to work. And she said, this morning, the divine power was in my inner core. I was very peaceful and relaxed, a very different me this morning. Thank you. And in that, I just want to say that oftentimes, in fact, more often than not, when someone reaches out to us, it doesn't have to wait for our verbal response. It doesn't have to respect the laws of time or space. They reach out and something happens. And that's the way it happens at the level of the Christ. You are this amazing, amazing, mystical Christ. And truly, just in the context of miracles and magic, whatever blessing you give anyone doesn't have to be limited by time or space. It doesn't have to be limited in any way. So I'd like to read just one more email. And this is from another person whose name I'm not going to mention, not because she asked me not to, but she was a part of a class I offered through the Shift Network a couple of times ago, and I, at that point she asked me, I remember, and yes, you said maybe I remember you. I do. I remember you very well. But she asked me not to use her name because of a family situation. So I'm not going to use it, but this is, in one sense, a very mystical question. It's a question she put out to me and to us. So I want to ask you some questions, and she puts it in three forms. One, has every flower, every rock, every tree, every bird song, everything got an inner Christ? Isn't that the most fascinating question? Just sit with that for a minute. Has every flower, rock, tree, etc., has everything got an inner Christ? And the second question is, can I just shout out to everything, I love you, my dear beloved Christ, in whatever form you want to appear to me? And in parentheses, she said, and that even includes my pain. Isn't that a fascinating question? And third, I love this, if you say yes, which I'm hoping to, are all these things that I've mentioned the same inner Christ, but expressed with a different flavor? And then just before I do respond, I just have to read this. I just have to. She says, I think I know that the answer is yes, 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 but I want to hear it from your own words with more precision, with your own flavor. This confirmation is very important. It will empower my whole life. And what I get out of that, I'm saying this to us, what I get out of that last statement is, wow, if the answer to those questions is yes, then at least for this beautiful person, whose native language is French, by the way, which I love, I just love French. I spent several years in Belgium speaking that language. I'm still working on English, but French I did pretty well with. And I just feel like it's such a beautiful, poetic language. So anyway, that's an aside. But with this last statement, it will empower my whole life. What that says to me is, wow, if the answer is yes to these questions, then that opens the doorway for me to not just open my heart, open my soul, open my being, open my presence, open my mind, open my everything, but to all of this, but it allows me to connect with the Christ that is in them, with the divine that is in them, with the love that is in them. It allows me a brotherhood, sisterhood. It allows me a oneness and a unity, and it allows me to, in a sense, break out of the cocoon of being a seemingly small, seemingly limited human being, and to live in a much, much bigger space. So, to you, I want to say, answer to number one, oh my goodness, the answer is yes. Answer to number two, oh look, it's yes. Oh, what a coincidence. Oh, let me try number three. Oh, you were right again, yes. But let me put just a little flavor to it, if I may. Back when I used to teach a lot about the soul, I used to say that everything has a soul. You know, each of us has a soul. If we look at every atom in our body, that atom has a soul. Every cell has a soul. Every problem we have has a soul. Every energy we have has a soul. And if we can stay with whatever it is long enough, we ease into that soul. And all of a sudden, when we get to the soul quality of what it is, the truth of it, the beauty of it, the reality, the biggerness of it, just bursts forth. And so, soul could be, in this context, another word for the living Christ. Let me say it this way, and I'm going to talk more about this in just a few minutes. But in that sense, love, the Christ love, really created everything. And that's one of the big points that I'll probably make two or three times through our time this evening. Just created everything and is in everything. And so because we are called, all of us, called to recognize and embrace and own and be that mystical Christ, that true Christ, that Christ love, then we have the right, as a true, conscious, and accepting Christ, we have the right to connect with that Christ and everything else, even that rock, even that breath of fresh air. I get up early every morning, and I walk to the closest fitness center where I make believe I work out so that I can make believe that I think I'm strong and healthy. It's a wonderful illusion. It's a marvelous thing. But anyway, I walk to and from. And during that time, I walk under all these trees, and I walk around bushes and flowers and this open sky. And of course, especially when it's dark in the morning, there are the stars and the just in the faint light, there are the clouds. And literally, I greet every one of them. I say literally and verbally, I say hello to each of them. And I greet the beauty of them, and I experience them greeting me back. It's the most sacred, sacred time. It's very, very special. It's not just, gee, nature is beautiful, but wow, it's like because we share this special bond, because we are united in this quality of love that we're calling the Christ love, it's like we trade blessings back and forth. It's like they not only wish me a happy day, they somehow become a part of me and move with me into my day. So, yes, the answer is yes, 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 and I hope this response has been helpful to you. Well, let me talk. You know, it's true. I haven't been talking yet. I know. You're thinking, oh, will he ever shut up? Nah, probably not. But I probably have a couple of different talks this evening. The first one is this. It's called The Christ as Love. I just put that title down because it feels like that says it. And just as we start this, I want to invite each of us. This is a love fest. This whole 7 weeks is really about each of us just coming in and melting, in a sense, into the mystic Christ. Just letting go into, surrendering to, becoming that mystic Christ. And so this is the mystic Christ as love. The whole evening today is about love with a magical twist, love with a miraculous twist, love with an authoritative twist, love with, it's about the power of love and the presence of love. And so each of us, as if we're not there already, if we could just, especially at our hearts, just open to, just bathe in, just let go into, just breathe in this amazing, vast, all-consuming love of the divine, love of creation, love of yourself, love of us, love of all of us, love of the Christ that is, the Christ that is the sort of collective avatar of all of us, both historical figures and beings and all of us here, and the Christ that is you, this beautiful heart of yours, this central loving heart, is where it's not just the dwelling place of the divine, the dwelling place of the mystical Christ, and it is certainly that, but it is where you, the mystic Christ, live. And through these 7 weeks, my desire is, my intention is, my inspiration is to have me, in whatever role I play, just help massage that heart, massage you, and massage the mystic Christ that you are in a way that just comes forth and comes forth. So let me say a little something about love as we're just taking our bath in the heart of the Christ. Years back, I just reached up to the heavens, so to speak, and I asked about creation. I said, show me about creation. Tell me about creation. What is the story of creation? And so I watched over a little bit of time as that story unfolded. And I basically got shown in a bit of a scientific way how out of the quantum void, out of nothing, comes, on the one hand, boom, the Big Bang that created the universe and the universes. But on the other hand came the very essence, the very speck, the very invisible point of existence, of creation itself. It was still formless. And that speck, that initiatory point and moment, I think we have given the word divine to, and we personify that, and we call that God. And then out of that essence, that very essence of creation, comes light. Boom, let there be light. And so the next phase of creation was light. And then I expected something different than what I received as the next input. The next input was, and light, just as emptiness and void created essence, and just as essence created light, light created love. Light created love. And at least in this realm of creation that we live in, love created everything else. Love created energy. Love created consciousness. Love created this universe. Love created this solar system and this planet. Love created you and me. And the reason that image, that picture, that story of creation made such a big impact on me is I realized, as I took that piece of information and put it under my own internal microscope of self and of life and of creation, I realized, oh my gosh, we're all created in love. And more than that, we're all created as love. We are an outpicturing of love. We are an embodiment of love. We are an expression and manifestation of love. We are love personified. And then I want to go to a quote. It's a fascinating quote. I'm going to start with the Christian Gospel of John, who starts with these words, "In the beginning was the Word," capital W, Word. and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, as some of you know, I studied theology for a number of years, and when I studied it, for some reason, a big point was made out of that. And the Word in that is the Christ. The Word is the Christ. In the Christian context and Christian theology, Jesus, the Anointed One, as we mentioned last week, Jesus, the Christ, is that Word. And in other traditions, whoever is the Christ that somehow appears is, again, a mystic embodiment of that Word. And Word implies spoken, so God spoke, or essence spoke itself out into light, and light spoke itself out into love as the Christ. And that love took the form of the Christ. So in the beginning was the Christ. In the beginning was love. Now, just for some reason, I just feel like saying this because I found this years back. And John wrote that, those words, in the beginning was the Word, partly because in the Hindu Vedas, which are like 7,000 years old, one of the Vedas starts with almost the exact same words. And it goes like this: in the beginning was Brahman. Now, Brahman in a Hindu tradition, Brahman is God. Brahman is the chief god, if you will. They have their own version of like a trinity, and then of course they have like a million gods, if you will. But of the main three, Brahman is the God. He would be, in Christian tradition, the equivalent of God the Father. But Brahman is the creator God. So it goes like this: in the beginning was Brahman, with whom was the Word. And the Word was truly the Supreme Brahman. So the Word is the mystic Christ. The Word is that first pure expression of that essence, that divine, that spark of creative juice and that source of all creation. And in that Word, in that mystic Christ that you and I are privileged to not just be, but to know and to own and to live and to become and to experience, in that mystic Christ, in that Word, is the pure divine. And that Word, that mystic Christ that we are, still carries the power of creation. Because if it's accurate, when I ask, tell me, show me the story of creation, if the response I got is accurate, that said, light created love, and love created everything you know, everything you touch, everything you feel. If that's accurate, then we, you and I, are amazing, mystical Christ creators. We still hold, we still have, not just a theoretical power of creation, but we have the magic of creation. The miracle of that Big Bang, the miracle of essence or divine creating light, the miracle of light creating love, and the miracle of love creating you and me and everything that we see and know and feel, that miracle is in us. It's amazing. And so the Word that we are is pure divine love. The Christ that we are, that lives in the helm of all creation, lives in us as pure love, powerful love, interventional love, divine love. And it lives everywhere. It lives out there. It lives in all those trees and bushes and rocks and in the sky and in the planets and in the ever-expanding universe. But it also lives in the heart of you and me, in the soul of you and me, yes, in the body of you and me, in the unconscious of you and me, in the mystery of you and me. And yes, because we feel clouded over in our perception, in our knowing, in our feelings, because we feel in some sense cut off from the big truth of that, we don't fully know that. We don't fully own, wow, the power of creation, the power of the Christ, the power of pure love is here and is mine. Mine, not in a selfish sense, but mine in the sense of the fullness of creation itself. It's like built into creation is that the mystic Christ quality of creation ever is oriented to magically creating and recreating and expanding and everything else. So, it's interesting, I think, just to move this into our time. We live in a time, we live in a culture, really for a few hundred years especially, where our focus is very much on our mind. A little bit more than on our heart, if you will. It's on our mind, and it's on our mind's technological possibilities. It's on the power of thought. It's on beliefs and values. It's on what we can create technically, etc. All of which, everything about the mind, are intimate facets of us, too. Our mind is amazing, and I feel like there's nothing in us that needs to push that away. In fact, embrace it, live it, love it. It's part of the magic of life. But, then comes the big but clause. But really, what is it that's immensely more powerful than the power of our minds? It's love. It's love. I want to tell you a precious little story. And some of you who have been with me before have heard this story. So I'm going to make it short, if as much as I can make anything short, right? It's this, so there I was minding my own business, of course, and this inner voice said, Bill, it's time to unlearn everything you've ever learned. Well, I packed up a few degrees, and maybe even if I wasn't proud about it, I thought I knew a bunch of things. But have you ever noticed how somebody, when somebody's talking to you, you're half listening and you're half sort of organizing your response in your mind? So in other words, how you use the thought power of your mind to whatever. So I heard that and ignored it for a bit, but after it came for the fourth or fifth time, I thought, you know, this is probably really, really important. So I set upon this project of unlearning everything I had learned. So I took every thought, every idea, every theory that would pop into my mind, every assumption, every principle, every value, what else would I come up with? Every story, every belief, every myth, everything, you get the idea. And every time one of those would pop into my mind, I would just sort of invisibly just take my invisible hand, lift it out, and just set it to the side, and then go on about my day. And I did that, and I did that, and I did that, and I did that, and I was amazed at what felt like the endless font or source of thoughts, beliefs, assumptions, paradigms, theologies, philosophies, psychologies, tenets, you name it. There are 1,000 words for them. Well, I experienced those, and this went on for, believe it or not, 3 years. And on and on and on and on. and I could tell as I was getting, well into the third year, that, there's some space in between all these thoughts. They're lessening. And toward the end of the third year, I had this really strange thing happen. It was really, really kind of spooky almost. I watched the last thought, just with my invisible hand, just leave, and I looked at an empty mind. Empty mind. All I could hear was like the echo of silence. On the one hand, it was, especially after 3 years, and 3 years of not really knowing where I was going, I really wasn't searching for an endless empty mind. I was just following my impulses. But it was amazing. It was both exhilarating, like, wow, look at that. Like, awesome, like sacred. And then it was just kind of weird. Well, within a very, very short time, because I had no idea, remember, I was mindless at this point, I had no idea what was going to happen with this empty mind. Quite quickly, I watched my mind all of a sudden, with all the stories gone, all the ways that the mind feels important or protects itself with knowing something, with all that out of the way, the mind just quickly fell into its essence, fell into its truth, and recognized its truth. And literally, I watched it create like a little energy tunnel between itself and my heart, like a vortex of energy. And it's like almost like a, what do you call that, an electrical plug going into a socket. My heart being the socket, my mind put its electrical impulse into my heart. And it in effect said, without saying it in words, it said, now I recognize the truth. I recognize that I'm here to take my cues from the wisdom and the deeper truth of this heart, from the love-influenced, love-filled truth of this heart. And for me especially, again without words, my mind in effect said, and this is a special heart that I recognize that has the Christ truth within it. And so from that moment, this mind just let itself be, what will it be the word, influenced by, be filled with, be given the truth of the heart, the love of the heart. And then it set about a new task, all on its own, without me guiding it a bit, a new task of, in effect, expressing the heart, expressing divine love, expressing the Christ. Now, I'm saying that because, again, we live in an era where we're very much about the mind. And maybe this evening, our minds will do their version of the same thing. Maybe this evening, our minds will look at our hearts, your mind, look at your heart, and recognize, oh, there's a mystic Christ there. Oh, that's the source of all creation. That's the source of the creation of me, your mind. Oh, maybe it's time. Maybe it's time for me, your mind, to plug in anew, to just kind of set aside, temporarily at least, whatever the, you know, blazing principles I live by are, or the valued beliefs that I have are, or the theories I believe in, or all of that. Just set those aside just momentarily enough, just so I can breathe the pure air, the pure air of my truth, and recognize, oh my truth is, ooh, I am the mental expression of, I am the effectiveness manifester of this beautiful heart, this Christ heart, if you will. So let us, in this moment, open ourselves to the enormous love of the Christ as it is in our hearts, right here. Right here. Let's just assume there's nothing else here, nothing in the way. There's this mystic Christ in and as your heart. Mystic Christ that is you, and not just your mind, but your body, your health, your energy field, your, to use terms, subconscious, unconscious mind, your deep existential core, just every facet that you are, your aura, your chakras, everything is looking at this sacred heart, this amazing heart of the Christ. And everything about you right now is plugging in, connecting to, making new friends with, opening to the grace and the magic and the presence and the power and the wonder and the miracles of this heart. This heart for you is like that essence of the divine. It's got all the power of infinity, all the power to go backwards, all the power of the quantum void, of the quantum core. It's got every potential within it. And all of that power, all of that potential, all of that presence, all of that magic is moved by love. And so everything about you that's now gravitating to your precious, beautiful, sacred, wondrous heart is recognizing that there's an impulse of love that's drawing you to this heart. There's an impulse of love that's drawing your heart to that, to everything that you are. And that love, quiet in a sense, silent in a sense, and yet powerful. Powerful and alive, in a sense. That love is bringing forth its magic, bringing forth its power to create, bringing forth its quality of miracle. And it's wanting to reach into your body, reach into your mind, reach into your soul, reach into your energy field, reach into the space all around you, reach into the presence and the person and the being that you are, and is wanting right now to give you your full self in the form of the Mystic Christ, where the Mystic Christ, on the one hand, never leaves your heart. That is its base, its home, its center, its ground of operation, and yet equally, in a both and rather than either or way, as it stays solidly grounded and centralized in your heart, it moves now into every cell of your body, every 100 trillion cells of your body are waking up right now to the magic of the Mystic Christ that belongs to yourselves just as much as it belongs to those rocks, those trees, that air that our first email that we read expressed. Yourselves, your very cells vibrating, being alive. And I've often felt that the 100 trillion cells in our body are a replica of the trillions upon trillions of stars that are out there in this universe. And just as those stars, each of them, give life and energy and power and light and blessing into the space around them, so each cell within us, each atom within us, does the same thing. And within those atoms, each electron within that gives life and energy, and within the nucleus of those atoms, every quark and every neutrino does the same thing, gives life and light and energy into us, all the way down to the absolute depths of our being, where out of the vast emptiness of us, there's that same Christ light, Christ love that's expressed. Every cell, every atom, every neutrino. And sometimes we can feel that. We can notice our body vibrating now, perhaps with the Christ. Not just vibrating energy, vibrating a resonating, pulsing feel, but vibrating the Christ. Christ alive in our bodies. The Christ alive in our beings. The Christ, if I pull it back up to our minds, the Christ alive in every cell of our brain that gives life to that energy that we call our mind or our consciousness or our thoughts. The Christ moving each thought. The Christ moving the neurons, the nerve impulses, the chemistry, in just a way that says, for example, you, mind, are this amazing knower, an amazing mentally oriented expressor of the Christ. You not only are not deficient and limited, you are the mind of the divine, the mind of the Christ. And as that Christ, anchored in your heart, moves into your mind and flows through the space of the energetic space of your mind, our minds, wake up. Wake up a little bit more, or maybe a lot more, to their sacredness. Wow, sacred body, sacred mind, sacred soul, sacred heart, sacred energy, sacred emotions, sacred feelings, all of which are now aware, awakened to, alive in this beautiful, beautiful Christ that we are. In just a moment, I'm going to shift the focus a little bit. But just before I do, how are you? What's it like being you right now? The Christ that you are. What's it like just in this moment witnessing, certainly experiencing, and certainly knowing? Knowing even at a cellular level, if you will, who you are, aside from any other consideration, any other perspective, the Christ, this very Christ that called us to this 7-week experience, is initiating us into its magic and our magic. I really thank you. I thank you so very, very, very much for sharing what to me is just the most beautiful experience of the Christ. Take your time, but in just a minute I'm going to ask Colleen if she will find the one person that I asked, the one person who emailed saying I would like to spend some special personal time with you here. And again, she was not the only one. I should say, with great apologies, that there were more than several who wrote and asked for that time. And what I do in choosing that is I just let myself get inspired. I really don't think about it overly much. Get inspired by, I think, our collective soul. And it seems like my inspiration to choose one person is based on two things. One, the importance of it for the person, but two, the importance of it for all of us, because sometimes, I notice a lot, I'll pick somebody who's whatever that person is about, it's what a lot of us are going through. So a beautiful woman by the name of Carol asked if she could spend some time, and Colleen, would you be able to get Carol on the line for us?
Yes, she is on the line.
Oh,
Carol, you have the mic, please.
Gosh. Carol, hello.
Yes. Hi, Bill. Can you hear me?
I can hear you beautifully. Thank you. Thank you. I'm delighted. When your email came in, it just jumped right out at me, grabbed me by the throat. It was a terrible experience. It was choking me. Not true. Anyway, but we are thrilled to spend this little time with you. Would you be willing just to, in a few or several sentences, just to share with us kind of what moved you to write and what you're looking for, et cetera, just however you want to do that?
Yeah, I have been on a long journey around an early and prolonged wound of abuse as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done an enormous amount of healing with it, but I still feel like it lives within me in a heavy way. Somewhat, it sort of dances with the other part that is, I feel like, the Christ, you know, my heart, which is love. And I'm just really ready to surrender this. And I'm cooked. I'm done. I've had it.
I think I hear you. Yeah.
It's been a long time, and I know who I am. I know what I'm here to do, and I feel like this is prolonging the delay or weighing me down.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I really do hear you, Carol. Thank you. That was poetically and elegantly expressed, by the way. Thank you. But I want to ask you a question. Is there a special, if I may use the word, space in you where you feel the either the leftovers or the presence of this wound, this abuse?
Well, yes. I mean, I would say in general, sort of from the waist down, but particularly in my belly, I would say, in my solar plexus.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks. I thought I was feeling that. That's why I asked the question, if you will. And just before I express a bunch and then invite us to do something with this, is there anything else you feel like saying?
Just that I long to walk more consistently with the Christ within, by my side, in me. I long for it.
Well, that sure makes sense to me, because just in my just personal sense of you, that Christ is so alive and so I would say inviting, but I think the word might be demanding, actually. It's really,
wow.
Really a strong draw, strong invitation. If I may, I'd like to say something to us first and then come back and then really just be with this in just the deepest, most Christ-like way with you. So to all of us, I really want you to know, I feel like Carol is reaching out to me as that Christ, but reaching out to the Christ that we all are. And as she said, it's that Christ that's been kind of pulling her, inviting her, and that's getting stronger and stronger. So as you heard her say, it's like, ooh, this old wound just is sort of like an anchor back there. It's like that she's dragging along behind her, which just stands in the way of her fully experiencing, fully celebrating, fully being the Christ that she is. So I want to invite all of us. I'm going to just let the Christ that we are move me to respond to Carol in whatever way is here. And, of course, at a conscious level, I don't have the foggiest clue what that is yet. I try never to let my mind lead in anything. And I'm actually pretty successful, you can tell. I mean, there's nothing there anyway. So, to really to let our collective Christ heart lead. So, Carol, I'll just ask a permission question. Is it okay with you if I, as the voice of and as the sort of invisible arms and hands of and I as we and as the collective Christ as well as the individual Christ that I am, if I as we're talking, if I reach in there and do three things with this wound, this old, and for some reason I want to say ancient wound. The first thing is to just love that wound unconditionally, just totally, just absolutely, not in a manipulative sense, meaning like I'm going to love you as a way of kicking you out. In other words, not to gain trust so that I can do something with it, but just love no strings attached, just total love. The second is just lift it up. Just lift it up. And lift it up from its sort of place of rest where it got, I'm even going to use the word stuck, and these are all the words that are coming to me, of course, where it got stuck. And then third, lovingly and gently, but extremely powerfully, lift it into your heart where the mystic Christ will quite quickly sort of, what's the word? Dissolve it, I think, is the word. And bring it back into the form of pure love, if you will. Just like, oh, what's the analogy? In H2O, just like if we put enough heat on a block of ice, it becomes water. And if we put a little more heat, the water becomes steam. So anything can change form. So pain can literally come back like a block of ice with the right kind of heat, the right kind of love to it. It can just be lifted into love where healing happens, and it shifts like from ice all the way up to steam where it doesn't behave like ice or an anchor or a pain screaming. Mm-hmm. It behaves like pure love and pure light, and it leaves behind its past. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
Good. I was so afraid you were going to say no. Okay.
Not a chance.
So here we go. And I want to invite all of us to really be with this, with Carol. And if there's any of you who feel your own version of this, whether directly or indirectly, feel free to let the mystic Christ that we all are do the same thing with you. And I think that's maybe why I described it ahead of time. So here we go. And Carol, first of all, I want to say, Carol, thank you for all the work you have done on yourself. I really mean that. I just, not just from what you said and that also, of course, but just the deep feel of you that I have here. Wow, how conscientious and how genuine and how motivated and how, in a sense, pure of heart you have been. And I just thank you, because it wouldn't have been easy to just say, forget it, but it would have been tempting. So here we go.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, you're so welcome. So here we go. I, Bill, as a mystic Christ, on behalf of all of us mystic Christs gathered together, and on behalf of the mystic Christ that is, and that is, as we've said, all creatively powerful, can create anything, can uncreate anything, can move ice to water to steam, can just help anything dissipate in whatever way, and can do it in a way that doesn't depend on, oh, human steps and processes and approaches, can just do it with the magic of creation itself, the magic of love. I, Bill, in all of those roles and functions, or to say it in the usual way, with all the authority invested in me and us, as a mystic Christ, I place my invisible hand into this solar plexus area of Carol with total respect. And I just touch this very, very, if I may use the adjective, sacred wound, this holy wound that was the result of prolonged abuse, but which prolonged abuse happened for a purpose that's been so long unknown. Mm-hmm. Which purpose was fulfilled? Which purpose no longer needs to repeat itself, no longer needs to have any other abusive expressions, but which nonetheless completed something for someone. Mm. blessed somebody in, granted, the most horrendous of circumstances. And in touching this sacred wound and thanking this wound for having served in a way that was not just not pleasant, but was gruesome, I'm saying now to this wound, you have completed your role, not just as a child, but in the way that you held on to this pain for all these years, with the subconscious hope that the pain would continue to be healing, not just to Carol, but to whoever else. I and we, the Mystic Christ, with great love and great authority, say to you right now, your job is finished. Your role is complete. Your service in this form is done. And so, in total, embracing love. Love of you. Love of you, this facet of Carol, that in the form of a grievous wound has loved enough to carry this pain. I, in this moment, lift your pain from you. There it is. And I'm going to give that several more seconds. And I now gently, sweetly, respectfully, lovingly lift you into Carol's heart for a homecoming, a beautiful, sacred homecoming, the kind of homecoming you only dreamed about, for some reason never felt possible down in this solar plexus depth. Here you are in Carol's heart, where I say to you, welcome, welcome home, welcome home, welcome back to love, welcome back to the love that you experienced before that prolonged end. Welcome home to your love, welcome home to the Mystic Christ, who is, as we speak, dissolving your pain, dissolving your pain, and dissolving your pain from ice to water to steam to nothing. Nothing. And in this precious empty space, you, who are no longer in the form of that wound, that pain, are about to be recreated by Carol's Mystic Christ heart into, at least for now, that precious little girl whose innocence was lost, whose love was violated, whose heart was sabotaged, created into this innocent, precious, loving little girl who quite quickly now, in a way almost as though that event never happened, can now move into your adulthood, never skipping a developmental step and just becoming whole easily and naturally these days go on. Well, thank you, Carol. That was utterly, utterly beautiful. How are you doing?
I feel calm. I feel what you just did. My body was shaking, and I can't even describe. Oh my Lord, I just feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
Calm.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
You know, it was an unfair
question.
I can't
tell you. Yeah.
Yes, thank you. And if I may speak for all of us, Carol, we are all in a state of awe celebrating this freedom with you, and are equally grateful for what just happened. And in a second, I'm just going to kind of complete with you and me, say something to us, and then shift again, if I may.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for being so willing to receive, and thank you for being such a beautiful Christ that you are yourself. I thought it was just perfect that I moved this up to your heart, and your heart just took over.
Mm.
And so this, and in this is, in a way that the words didn't express, is the, what do I want to call it, your heart owning in a special, fresh way your heart's authority, your Christ's authority, to move you through the rest of your life in a way that's equally as strong and loving. So, Carol, thank you. That was just totally touching and precious.
Thank you so much. Thank
yeah.
you. I'm so grateful to you and to the group. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Oh, and if I may just to all of us express my gratitude to you, again, just because I'm a kind of a big-time feeler, I pretty much feel, I don't know about everything, but let's say everything. I really felt you so present to her. I felt you opening yourself to whatever is your version of that. And it's just been so precious. So what I would love to do is shift gears again, if I may, and open us up to any kind of sharing that anybody might want to do. So what's going to happen here is that Colleen's going to somehow take magical charge, because she like knows how to do stuff. She's really good. And so if any of you she'll tell you how to do this. So if anybody wants to share anything or ask a question, the next moments are for us to do that.
Thank you. Yes, if anyone would like to share, and if you've called in on the phone or a web phone, press 1 on your telephone keypad. And if you're on the webcast, you can also type in comment there. And Elsie has her hand up. Sorry, Elise. Go ahead, please, Elise.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
I hope
okay,
so.
Well, I pressed 1 by accident much earlier in the evening. But since I'm on the line, I guess there's a reason.
It just could be.
Okay, well, the work you just did with Carol was really interesting to me, because just before you started to work with her and talk about her situation, I was looking at some pictures of myself as a child, and I was captured by them and brought them over, sort of feeling like I was cheating on the teaching by doing that. And then when you started to go into the healing, I realized that I was actually setting up a situation for me to go through it alongside of her. And
yeah.
I mean, that was totally it was total synchronicity. I don't even know what to say about it.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. And if I may, I agree with you that I think it was probably not by accident that you accidentally pushed that magic number one. Is it okay if I just say a sentence or two to you? Is it Elise?
Yeah.
Is that your name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Well, thank you for sharing what that is. I feel like, and again, this is just my sort of intuitive sense here. I feel like we're having this sort of unplanned moment of connection just so that in a special way, without any big content to it, and on top of what you just described as you walked through that with Carol, that as like icing on that cake, Elise, that the Christ within you would love to kind of wake up something else. And I don't, in this moment, know what that something else is, but it's like it's a something that has been lying, let's just say, at the bottom of the barrel of your heart, lying in the core of your heart, sort of waiting for its magic moment, and it's been waiting for that magic moment for, I don't know, let's just say several years, it seemed to move your finger to that number one button. Just so that that the Christ within you could use me to announce that, if you would, over the next week or two especially, just pay attention to, what else seems to be coming up within me as an invitation, and then just see what that is. It seems like that would be, that's the perfect meaning of this connection.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. That was fun. Okay, thank you, Elise.
Okay.
Colleen, anybody else?
Yes, we have Terry. Go ahead, please, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Colleen. Thank you. I knew what I wanted to say, and now it's not there. Isn't that funny? just a sec. I guess I wanted to, in gratitude, thank you for who you are and who you're showing up as for us. I feel very profoundly, and the calls with you have been very powerful for me to be with all of you, because everything everyone is sharing, the emails that you're reading, Carol's experience, I feel as if it is me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very interesting because there's a part of me that resists, that wants to know Terry, and yet when I am with all of you, I'm all of you and not me. I don't know if that makes sense. So I just wanted to thank all of you for this very beautiful experience. Thank you.
Oh, my. Terry, you are, on behalf of all of us, you're so welcome. And on behalf of all of us, thank you, not just for those expressions of gratitude to us, but for... I think I'd like to say it this way, for the family that we are, for the intimate connection and oneness, and for the ways we just love and empower each other. Your words just brought that alive. And thank you. I was really touched both by your words and your tone, of course. And I just want to say to you how grateful I am that you're taking the magic that's here, and even in the context of, I think you used the word like resistance or whatever the word was, kind of putting into words what I think is happening for all of us, each in our own way, or maybe for many of us, I should say. And that is, at least this is my sense, that we've all got resistance. We all, you know, it's like the nature of the universe to expand and contract at the same time. It about three-fourths expands, one-fourth contracts, and so it keeps expanding. But there's always that contraction that kind of holds it in check, if you will. And so we do that naturally ourselves. And you're right. When we're together, it's like we just kind of naturally, easily wake up to the bigger truth of who we are and to the expansion possibilities. And so you put into beautiful words, I think, what's here, and I'm grateful to you. And so, Colleen, I think maybe we have time for one more person.
Thank you.
Yes. And we have Penelope. Go ahead, please, Penelope.
Hello.
Hi, Penelope.
Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful, thanks. I'm wonderful. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. And I just felt as like really connected to Carol's story, and have worked with those issues as well, and felt like they were pretty much taken care of. But I know that they still come up, and it's still part of the narrative of my life sometimes, and I don't really want them there anymore, even though in some ways I know they're really not. I don't know how to explain it exactly. But I'm wondering if through the process you did with Carol, I try to do or feel what you were saying to her or transmuting in her or whatever the word is. Was that helpful to me? I don't mean to be selfish about it, but I mean in terms of our individual experience with what you did with Carol, could it have also done that for me or any of us who felt that way? And I will just say I'm thrilled to be on these calls, and I'm so happy to know you, Bill. I haven't known you that much before, so somebody told me about you, a good friend of mine, and you know who she is. But if I told you, you'd know her. But anyway, thank you for all the work that you do. Okay, I'll stop talking.
You are just so sweet, Penelope. Thank you. Oh my goodness. Let me respond a little bit to the question. In the context of our oneness and in the context of our shared Christness, what does happen for one of us has, I'm going to say, magical residual effects to the others. Even if we're not even, one of us maybe not even consciously knowing that we need something, that whatever the gift is that's important, it's like, to say it another way, it's like our all-knowing soul just sort of reaches out to what's happening, like here, what happened with Carol, and draws to yourself whatever is just the right gift for you in that. It could be exactly the same thing for somebody else. It could be they just got maybe 20% of what's going on with Carol, but that 20% gets taken care of or responded to. And for somebody else, it's maybe not the same thing at all, and yet there's still a gift that's given. And that is, I think, if I go back to that word miracle, that is the miracle of love. It doesn't need a linear path, and it doesn't need, from a time and space point of view, it doesn't need to take a long time. It doesn't need a lot of process. It just needs love. And so that's that response. And then if I may take that back to all of us, because oh my goodness, I just looked at my clock. We only have 5 minutes or so left. Could we extend this about another 5 hours? Would that work for everybody? No, never mind. Okay, good. But I want to make a point about the kind of love that is this, the love of the mystic Christ. I had a whole other talk prepared, and these probably five sentences are the gist of that other talk. It's that love. There's the human heart, and there's the Christ heart, each of us has both of these hearts. And for most of us, just because of humanness being what it is and our life experiences being what they are, we've often put our focus on and been captured by the human heart, and we do the struggle with love and the, you know, all of what that's about. And so here, what the mystic Christ wants of us, and the reason the mystic Christ has called us to this kind of 7-week-long experience is to awaken that Christ heart. And so the Christ heart works in very different ways, if you will, doesn't have to, but in different ways than a regular human heart, with love and caring and forgiveness and connectedness and intimacy and all the ways we create with love, etc. Oftentimes it's work in a regular human heart. The mystic Christ heart never works. The mystic Christ heart just lets the nature of love be the work. So it's very much like Lao Tzu, one of the ancient Christs, if you will, at least in my experience of him, used to say, to be is to do. To be is to do, meaning that, if we are fully owning of the being that we are, of the truth that we are, if we are the Christ, wow, then the doing happens by itself. The doing is kind of instilled in the being. And so just if we take the example of what happened here earlier with Carol, and again, Carol, I thank you so much. That was so sweet of you. I just was so touched. But if we take that as an example, it's like just in the ways we were being with Carol, there was a doing that was happening in each of us. So for the week ahead, if each of us could just take some time and be in this mystic Christ heart, as well as in our regular human heart, and listen for the mystic Christ heart. In fact, I'll say it right now. One of the things I was going to say is that if you would like to join our breakout group right at the end of this, after we're finished, as you know, there's a breakout group that for a half an hour we can have the privilege and the joy of, like, talking with some others in a smaller group. I want to put out the kind of focus. Like, the focus would be, ooh, as I'm sitting in my mystic Christ heart, what is it that my mystic Christ heart is inspiring in me? Or what might it be saying? Or what might it be moving me in terms of how to love or how to heal myself or whatever it may be? With the sense of the power of that, very much like there was a power in the mystic Christ heart that we all shared in relation to Carol this evening. So that would be there for you if you would like. As we're getting to the end, I want to say, wow, I've put together a deepening practice for us for this next week, if you would like. Colleen or Azul will send that to you, again, either later this evening or certainly by tomorrow morning. And I just like to say what it is. What I'm suggesting as a deepening practice, if you feel moved to that, is maybe one time every day, and you could do it more often than that, just spend some minutes with the mystic Christ within you. And the first step in that is just go to your heart, to your mystic Christ heart, the one we're talking about, and just let yourself be fully there. And then ask for the pure Christ love in that heart to come to you. And then, if you want, if it's your style, ask for the presence of the Christ as almost as like a person or a living presence to be there. And if that's not your style, just let it be about love itself, not love personified in any way. But whichever one, open yourself just to be filled with that presence, the presence of the Christ, the presence of pure love. And let that love just speak. Let it take over. Let it move you. Experience it. And the next moments be all about receiving. Just receiving. Open yourself to take in this generous gift of the divine and the Christ of love. And then at the end, just let yourself maybe express gratitude for whatever that was, and then move about your day. So that's a deepening practice if you would like it. I want to say I have fallen in love with you. There's something about the mystic Christ, and more than that, there's something about the mystic Christ as it comes alive and is alive in you, that just I feel it in my body, I feel it in my soul and heart, I feel it everywhere in me. There's just this exhilaration. I feel like I've come home to an ancient family, and we have somehow magically arranged to be together for this precious, precious time so that we can talk about the good old days, so to speak, the good old Christ days. That was just cutely said. At least I thought it was cute. And also not just talk about the good old days, but reawaken to those days now, so that we can live the rest of our lives in the sacredness and the power and the wonder and the magic of this Christ. Thank you for a totally, totally magnificent time together. I'm going to pass this over to Colleen as soon as I invite her to unmute us and have us all, even if you're on the web, feel free to say goodbye to us and embrace us in whatever verbal way, even though we won't hear you, but we'll hear everybody on the phone. So, Colleen, anytime you feel like doing that, we'll all say goodbye to each other for a week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Everybody.
Bye. Enjoyed it.
Bye.
Whoa, thank you. And just before I turn it back to Colleen, to invite us to the breakout groups, I want to remind you that if you still want to send any emails to me, you can do that through my amazing personal assistant, Mona, at mona@billbauman.net. And again, anything you want to share or any questions you have, even though I'll just share again that I won't be responding to any questions by email. And then, again, if you want to request a personal time with me, please feel free. I want those who requested a personal time with me to know that even though I didn't, except for Carol, I didn't pick you for this evening, I will keep those through the whole time. And if there is an inspiration for me to spend time with you, you will certainly know about it. So thank you all so much. Have a beautiful, beautiful week. I'll see you next Tuesday. Over to you, Colleen.
Thank you so much, Bill. Much love and gratitude.